Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yesterday, we heard the news of former President Trump being indicted, this time at the federal level. I mean, just your thoughts from the news breaking last night.
Well, after a lengthy, detailed Department of Justice investigation, the conclusion is that the president, which he announced, is going to be indicted on Tuesday. He will surrender himself on seven charges that are very, very serious.
In terms of just the national landscape, I mean, it's one thing to be indicted at the state level, but at the federal level, I mean, this seems like it should be taken pretty seriously by more people. At least it should be, right?
Well, of course. Yeah. I mean, if you provide a political response to this, you're not dealing with the substance of it. And these charges are very, very serious. They will be laid out in a formal indictment. The president has been made aware of this and will surrender himself on Tuesday in Miami. So let's see what these charges are. But a political response, I mean, that's what's going to occur here and throughout the nation. What you have to look at is the substance of these very, very serious charges. And we are a nation of laws, and nobody is above the law, including and especially the President of the United States. And there are more investigations going on at both the local and federal level, as you know.
What do you make of the people, though, that see what's happening with the former president and almost seem to rally behind him? I mean, something like this you would normally think would bring down popularity levels or whatever, but it seems like it's just only escalating.
Yeah, the majority of Americans are law-abiding, and they respect the rule of law. And nobody's above it, including and especially the President of the United States. So I would say, look at the substance of the charges. And these are very, very serious. The Department of Justice does not take these things lightly. These are very serious charges from which the President will have to respond on Tuesday, but legally as well.
Now, some people will say, well, President Biden had documents too, other Mike Pence has documents too. What's the difference here?
I think you have to look at the charges, and I think the charges go beyond possessing documents. What was the intent of keeping these documents? What was done with them? These are the kinds of questions that need to be answered. And again, I don't think the Justice Department is going to compromise its integrity by being selective about who they indict. This is a result of a lengthy and detailed investigation from which the President of the United States will be indicted, charged formally on seven felony counts. This is very, very serious. And again, the majority of the people in this country respect the rule of law, respect the principle that nobody is above the law, and let's see where the facts take us.
There's set to be potentially even more indictments that the former president faces. I mean, what kind of responsibilities do you feel? Do you feel that he should pull out of the president's?
You know, after lengthy coverage, lengthy investigations about the January 6th attack on the United States Capitol, where 140 people were injured, people were killed, the conclusion is very clear who was responsible for that. So, you know, wherever these investigations take us, that's where they will take us. And I think that, you know, this is unfortunate that a president of the United States is indicted on seven very serious federal charges after a lengthy investigation. But, you know, it shouldn't stop there just because it's seven felony indictments. It needs to continue until this comes to a logical conclusion. So this is just another iteration of the lawlessness of the previous administration.
And do you see something like this? Obviously, you mentioned that it shouldn't be a political response to charges like this, but we know there may be those type of political responses. Do you see that harming situations like this today, where you and Langworthy are wanting to work together? Does that harm that?
No.
Just in Congress wide, not necessarily this relationship.
Because, you know, we have a democracy that, you know, 107 million people voted in the last election. You know, they voted for Democrats and Republicans. There's 435 members of Congress. Everybody can't have their own way. So you have to find areas where you can work together. And on local issues, we have found a way to work together on 3407, on the tech hub issues, and others. And we will continue to do that. We will disagree on some issues, may even be on this issue. But again, this is very serious. There are facts involved. You can't just, you know, arbitrarily pass down an indictment without compelling evidence. Keep in mind, it's the people closest to the president that have been subpoenaed in this process and have provided information. So, you know, all of these investigations and conclusions are a result of testimony provided by the people that are closest to the former president.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.